Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, the privilege size. That's what it is, my nigga. Privilege size. That's what anything above a 3X is privilege size. Nigga, it's a privilege to still be alive when you're that size. outside of that, man, I really don't think ain't shit really going on. So let's, because it's 4:20. I mean, what time is 7:20? I'm looking at the Pacific time. But, yeah, so it's 7:20, so we're going to jump off into some stuff. Before we get into the for real, about the shirts versus blouses and shit, I just want to talk about, real quick, just the shit that happened downtown Detroit. If you're from the metro Detroit area, then you do realize that somebody's grandma got shot at the fireworks.
Grandma,
yeah, somebody's grandma got shot at the fireworks over the, not the weekend. What was that shit, on Monday?
Wednesday.
Oh, yeah.
Tuesday.
I don't know, nigga. Monday. It was Monday.
Monday.
Yeah, the shit just passed. Yeah, the shit just passed. Let me see. What are you saying? All right, somebody, we got comments over there. I can't read them, though. What is it say? Gigabytes, get on your comments, dog. Let me what it say.
Shout out from Jersey.
Oh, what up, though? Jersey in the building, man.
Ryan Lopez.
Shout out to my man Ryan Lopez from Jersey, man, holding it down. Jersey Shore. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, but why you can't go to the fireworks? Niggas is, well, people in general are scared to go to, like, big events with large crowds because they're scared of terrorist activity. We can't even go downtown to fucking fireworks so I get shot by somebody's little nephew.
The little motherfuckers terrorists, too.
How about them? Terrorists.
They terrorists.
Fuck these motherfuckers, little kids with guns, bro. That shit is just stupid to me, man. Like,
it is.
Like, how do they get access to these guns? You know what I mean? Like, I guess it's a lot of access.
Yeah, it's a lot of access to guns, man. It's being made easier. But real quick, I don't want to get all technical and shit like that, but do you think it's really something that can be changed in the government for gun laws that would actually help that shit, or is it just the reality is that niggas go get guns regardless?
They don't want to.
But even if they did, though, like, do you think it would really help? Like, what
guns
exactly?
Guns
don't
kill people. People kill people.
Right, like, with guns. Hey, look, with guns.
A motherfucker needs to die.
Okay, we'll just take them away then and see what happens.
Shout out to the people in Anguilla, dog, where the only person on the island with a gun is the police chief and shit. I'm just saying. Supposedly. I'm pretty sure there's some illegal guns on there.
I'm sure
it is. Right.
You'd be a fool.
Draco's over there.
That's what they probably manufactured, the
Draco's. Right. That and rocks and shit. Right. I think that's about the only thing they make. And I'm talking about real rocks, like not rocks, but not rocks, bitch, but regular rocks. Hey, look, though, we going to...
not rock, bitch.
Right, you know what I'm saying? Slay the rocks, bitch. But, no, but for real, like, I really don't know if it's something that can really be done, though. Like, I think niggas is just kind of crazy. I don't know if some laws really going to change that.
That shit happened every time with the fire.
You know
what
to change it?
Death penalties.
No, that too, but...
I know, that's an angry man thing, shit. Nobody respect the jail system. Like, kids start killing motherfuckers.
Parenting with
you. Oh, you back on that again?
Hell yeah, motherfucking parents.
So you think some good parents gonna stop that shit?
If you can be a good parent, it'll stop it, motherfucker. Hell yeah.
I know, I'm just talking shit.
Hell yeah.
I'm just talking shit.
If you a good parent, you know that motherfucker know not to have no motherfucking gun at the motherfucking fireworks.
Right.
You know what my mama gonna do to me, nigga?
Right. Your mama got Facebook, huh?
Yeah, my mama.
Yeah, random thought, though. We streaming live and shit. I think his mom got Facebook.
Yeah.
Was that? Oh, the mic. Yeah.
Anytime you have a motherfucking event downtown, shit anywhere, nigga, some shit gonna happen, dog.
Too many motherfuckers.
Every time some shit downtown, nigga. Even you got Summer Jam next event, I guarantee you two niggas gonna get shot, dog.
I ain't gonna front though. Hey, look, I ain't gonna front though. That's a live ass lineup, though.
It is.
That's a live ass lineup, though. And like, I'm about to talk shit about the Migos and shit, but I would go see the niggas before.
You about, nigga? I remember, dog, high school nigga catching the Cadillac bus downtown.
Uh-huh.
That bitch was free at Summer Jam.
Yeah.
No, I'm not free no more, nigga. Cause
niggas.
Yeah, niggas. It was at Heart Plaza, nigga. I remember BG was there, nigga.
Yeah.
Young Gun. It was a whole bunch of niggas, dog.
Yeah.
But, nigga, within the first three or four hours, dog, it was about 18 fights, nigga.
That's what I'm talking about. Like, it's gonna be scrapped. Somebody gonna be
a free event.
Nigga,
you go in that mud, you know what I'm saying? Chill, kick it all day, nigga.
Yeah, we got some more comments, dog. Can you read that shit? Hey, we gotta get the nigga with good eyes to look and shit.
My shit off.
What?
Yeah, we got some
Juice
Boy, Niecy Fast, need that old ass whooping for these kids.
Yo, that's probably what it is. Nah, for real though, yeah. That old ass whooping is missing, dog. And I think, it always go back to the parent. I was just bullshitting. I was talking shit about that.
My mama, I don't think it's parenting, man. I think it's the fact that motherfuckers scared what's going to happen to them if they fuck their kid up now.
Yeah.
You know, the system's so twisted to protect the bullshit.
Yeah,
you
can't
blame us for the bullshit.
Yeah.
At that point, I'm going to take the risk.
A lot of us would take the risk.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck. I'll punch my kid in the motherfucking throat.
Where you going to punch him at?
In the throat.
Not the throat, but the throat.
The throat. Right.
This is not Gigabyte saying this, so no charges need to be pressed.
Not the throat, but the throat.
Shit do start at home, man.
Yeah, it does. It does. Yeah.
Some of these kids in the camel clutch or something.
Something, dog.
Nigga put across their chicken.
The thing is, like, it's a part of parenting, obviously, but I think a lot of things that don't come from the household is the respect for authority.
Exactly.
And that could be a parent or whatever. Like, you leave a house with no respect for authority, so what the fuck you think gonna happen when you get out into the real world and you like, if I don't give a fuck about what you're saying at home, I definitely don't give a fuck what somebody say in the street.
You
right.
Know, you know that why that is, though, and some of that is just my opinion.
Uh-huh.
I ain't nothing to charge you, motherfucker. But if you leave out the house with that mentality, that's because 9 times out of 10, the kid know you gonna come to this motherfucking punk ass rescue.
Yeah.
Even though he fucking wrong.
Yeah.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So if a kid
and a lot of these parents coming to the rescue of kids that don't need rescue enough. Yeah, yeah.
And staying like a nigga like me, you know, if I get down there and your ass wrong, leave that motherfucker here.
Lock your ass up. Lock your ass up.
Okay, obviously I did something wrong and didn't get the fucking point. Now it's time for you to learn.
Right. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
But like you said, a lot of parents scared to do that, I guess. I don't know.
Man, look at here, dog.
He said, you ain't one of them.
Nah, man, I'll leave it right there. I'll put them in the 10-pack of cheese and crackers.
Hey,
right.
Throw them keys away, cuz.
Throw them keys away, cuz.
Right.
You know, if it's some punk-ass time, they got to do an overnighter or something, and you were wrong,
then
you got to learn your lesson, man.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You got to learn. That don't mean I love you any less.
Yeah.
It ain't no different than you getting a hard, tough lesson at the house.
Right.
So,
a lot of kids getting bailed out too often for shit they don't need to get bailed out on.
No.
And that goes back. It's a lot of parents' fault, man. And that's what's making these kids soft, thinking they can get away with anything.
I had the pleasure of knowing all y'all parents.
Right.
Yeah.
And they'll live all our motherfucking ass right.
Oh yeah, no doubt. There's no doubt about that shit.
Yeah,
right.
I know goddamn well both yours would. Yeah. I know your grandma would. I know damn well your mom, and I know.
Yeah, you already know my mom.
Don't make that call. You just
right.
Come home that night.
Exactly.
You better
right.
Just call and tell somebody put
something
on my books.
Put something on my books.
You know damn well I couldn't call home.
Hell no. That's the last person shit.
Right.
Right. He'll probably come down there and laugh at us and shit. And then be like, shit, see y'all in the morning.
Right.
Or Monday, depending on what day it was.
I'm still on duty. Look, I ain't
right, basically. All right, man, we're going to move off of that. Anything, what else happened that we want to talk about, though?
Oh, man, I saw a pop movie, man.
So what did you think, Doug?
Now, I saw it on the Fire Stick style, probably.
Okay.
The quality wasn't the best, but you could tell, nigga, number one problem was they never focused on one point of his life, dog.
Okay.
Like, you know, a Biggie movie, you spent a little time when you was a kid.
Yeah.
Nigga, right, spent a little time on him before he got signed.
Uh-huh.
Then, you know what I'm saying, his whole career.
Yeah.
They rushed that shit quick, dog.
For real?
They rushed
they
that
jumped straight
yeah.
from the digital underground concert straight to him
right,
being
all
famous.
All Eyes on Me.
Yeah. Oh, they skipped the whole part.
They skipped
like,
a big
they
portion
like,
of
I want to see his grind to lead up to digital underground. Like,
right.
Not, nigga, this nigga go from high school and nigga meeting Shock G and he's part of the crew.
So they skipped the whole fucking
yeah,
like,
part. Yeah, like, dog, that nigga come out, like, he come out with a demo part. Before them niggas. Like, he had to be rapping, like, nigga, little poetry.
Man, that shit was a Lifetime movie, dog.
Yeah, because, like, and then the quality didn't look good at all.
This shit
yeah,
still
for
be
real.
On. Told
yeah, like, the Biggie movie,
you
that,
still be watching
nigga,
that
you can say what you want to. But that nigga, that shit look good. That two movie just don't look good, dog.
Damn, man, I thought the producers had on it was straight.
Dog, that shit.
And they put a lot of time into getting that shit out.
Now, you can't compare it to NWA, because that was a whole group. 5 niggas told you separate stories and shit like that, nigga.
Yeah, so you can see them summing
yeah,
that.
So I ain't compared to Biggie, because that's, you know what I'm saying, solo act, dog.
Yeah.
And nigga, it wasn't, nigga, I like pop, nigga.
It was bad, though.
But it
basically.
Was, no, it looked terrible.
It looked terrible.
Like, that's the nigga played a good job. Who played pop?
Yeah.
It was terrible, dog. The
quality was fucked up. Man, the best part is at the end when he got shot, man.
10.
Hold on.
He just said that.
Do you believe he listened to that type of music while he was about to get shot?
Man, why the fuck would you play that?
Yeah, I just jumped the nigga.
I mean, damn, I guess this ain't really a spoiler alert because it's real life, so.
Yeah, you just whooped his ass, nigga, in the hotel.
Yeah. So what was the song?
It was just some old whack shit I know you wouldn't listen to, dog.
Yeah.
It was like they played that whole ending like he was just a soft nigga, dog. Like,
for real?
Yeah, like, baby, should I stay here with you? Like, basically, nigga, went with Suge and shit.
Yeah.
And nigga, this gonna be the shit. I'm like, no, y'all made this nigga go out. Then when he got shot, nigga, like, the churches came singing.
Yeah. I mean, shit, I don't know. I guess that was a theatrics on the shit right there.
It was a play.
Like, man, I can't believe outlaws and people like that had some kind of input in this movie, nigga.
They did, though, right?
Because they did, nigga. They needed to get smacked.
I thought they did.
Like, three of them alive, right?
Right, yeah, basically.
One of them was.
No, really.
Yeah, but it could have been a whole lot more.
What up, though? My man, Jew on there, boy. Yeah, what up, though, Jew?
Stop doing biopics of rappers, dog.
You say what?
I want them more biopics, nigga.
Well, no, you gotta. Well, what about. Outkast probably will do one. I would want to see that.
Nigga, KC JoJo gonna do one, nigga, man.
I mean, they already was.
It'd probably be good as fuck.
Yeah, probably would, though.
Them niggas had a little story.
Yeah, but no, I don't want to see no biopics if I ain't going to learn nothing new.
Right. All right, man. We're gonna keep it pushing, man. We're going to jump on to the for real topic because it's already 7:30.
Yeah, So, let's talk about it.
So if you're checking us out right now, Instagram Live, Facebook Live, somebody else Facebook Live, nigga, everywhere on earth there. We talking about shirts versus blouses. Girly girls gave us a finger, dog. No, Gigi, why y'all are like that, man? She gave us a finger on the gram, though. What up, though? Thanks for checking us out on the gram, dog. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, so we want to figure out right now, has hip hop changed for the worse, dog? So first of all, we gotta talk about what happened, all right? So shirts versus blouses, all right? So this is the thing, man. The Migos shit is hilarious. Like, I done seen so many memes, and I ain't gonna lie, that shit did look like the Prince episode of the motherfucker Dave Chappelle. It did, all right?
I
ain't gonna lie. But I guess my thing is, did y'all see it? Did y'all see the whole shit? All right. Yeah. All right, so we can wrap about it a little bit. Did you think, I think Joe Budden's just be an asshole just because that's his persona now. I think he has to do that. Like, so, but I think a lot of that shit he believed. Like, I think he believed it.
He expressed how the fuck he feel. You know what I'm saying? Even though some of this shit is not politically correct, but
right.
I'm just saying, like, he just say what the fuck he want to say. You know what I'm saying? You gotta respect that, though. You know what I'm saying?
So what you think about
that was some whole ass shit, though. I really think that was some whole ass shit. Him
on his part.
On his part.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? No matter how the fuck the interview go, if you ain't want to say nothing, just don't say nothing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You ain't have to. Like, you horn him. Like, you text
but no,
my
he
man.
Said, he said on podcast, hey, that's what basically they was doing to him.
Oh,
like,
really?
They want to talk. They were whatever.
They don't never give a fucking
interview.
Them
niggas
like
the arrogant.
Yeah, he said that. He's like, basically, like, he said he tried to dap the nigga up.
Yeah.
He's like, okay, baby, he waiting. Okay,
yeah,
he didn't see my hand.
Yeah,
oh.
He had his hand.
Oh, yeah. Now, see, when you look at it from that angle, then it's like, yeah, what the fuck, right?
But I don't think it's going to be one to do interviews, don't interview them niggas. He said that. That's his argument with Conflict.
Like,
he said, I did not want to interview them niggas because I know they don't do interviews well. He said, I like their music.
You're right, though, because they had the same problem on the Breakfast Club. Yeah.
Because
Charlamagne was like, you know, like they don't do good interviews. They just don't. Yeah.
I don't know.
On
fucking drugs.
Is that what it is?
And you know they don't. And you know they don't. So, you know what I'm saying? For that reason right there. So, what the fuck you expect? If going into it, you know it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, best thing you can do is get a motherfucker to the mic and go, whoo! Let the niggas go.
Right,
that's
all you can do is
shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, just let them go, bro. It's just like motherfucking Marshawn Lynch. He hates
it. That's the same. Somebody on the ground just said that, too. They said they never give a good interviews because they be blowing and shit.
Yeah.
Shout out to, who that? Say Bucci Marie. Shout out to Bucci Marie, though. Yeah, it said, I guess that'd be the case. They'd be fucked up. The niggas be that high, though?
Man, but it don't matter. He knows this.
Yeah, they be fucked up.
He knows this, though.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So what the fuck you... What?
But still, nigga, fuck all that, period. Like, you a entertainer. Don't come on that motherfucker then.
Yeah.
Like, niggas, that's like...
You ain't got to sit down.
Yeah, you ain't got to sit down. This ain't like the NFL. This ain't like where they made my man do interviews and shit. He just kept saying dumb shit. That nigga come back to the league, though.
But
excited.
That's their thing.
But,
just like that's Joe Budden thing to be an asshole. You know
I
what
think
saying?
So.
And that's their thing.
But it's some truth to it, though. So I got to ask y'all this, man. People that's checking us out on Instagram Live, on Facebook Live, man, checking us out on Blog Talk Radio, I want to know, man, has hip-hop changed for the worse, dog? Is the fashion in hip-hop just fucking up hip-hop? Like, I ain't gonna lie. I listen to the Migos, dog. I can't fuck with how they dress, though. No. I can't. Like, I really can't.
But you don't listen.
Yeah.
Hip-hop got open. It got
yeah.
Nice. Now you can do anything and call it fucking hip-hop.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Back in the day. Who was that? Like, it ain't shit. They giving us hearts and kisses and shit. For some reason, I think that's a dude and shit. Oh. I can't tell.
Come on, baby.
Shout out to It Ain't Shit, though. You know what I'm saying? Probably somebody fucking with this. I can't see that writing so small.
Hip-hop didn't give a heart before then. A lot of shit was accepted by hip-hop.
Yeah.
Now, like I said, you can do anything.
Yeah.
I call it hip-hop.
Man.
True.
Just because you get more than four people, now it's a culture.
Now, I'm going to tell you what's fucked up about it, though. About this whole shit, about the fashion shit. It's like they put you in a between a rock and a hard place because, like, it's hip-hop, so you fuck with the music. But then you dress a certain way, and then they put you in that one little circle where you're not supposed to be judgmental about how somebody dresses. When did hip hop jump into that category?
Dang, shit.
You know what I'm saying? Like that shit had never been in the.
Do y'all niggas acting like they just started dressing gay? Do y'all niggas see some of them old pictures of the OJ and the motherfucking. Some niggas was wearing tight ass motherfucking onesies, niggas. Some niggas wearing rompers, niggas. Some niggas were wearing rompers.
Bring that shit back.
That's what it is.
Hey, them R&B niggas.
You always had weird niggas, but not this many weird niggas.
Yeah, come on, bro.
And then, like, all these rappers look the same. Like, niggas back in the day, nigga, Pop. Big Nas, nigga, all had different style, nigga, but
right.
It was a hip hop, nigga. This shit, they wearing fucking nigga a blouse, a see through shirt,
a real life blouse,
motherfucking man purses, nigga.
Purse.
What the fuck is
this? Hey, shout out to my man Coke. He said something, dog. Read that off on me.
That nigga Coke say, ignorance is bliss for today's hip hop artists because everything is for sales. Even their manhood.
God, real. That's real life.
Like now, they be saying the hottest MC. Nigga, they include Instagram following, fashion.
Yeah.
Like, it's not just nigga go out there all day bashing like a bumper.
Spitting.
Nigga,
Red Man, motherfucking Muddy Waters. Nigga.
Oh, nigga, Red Man to death, nigga. Straight
like,
red.
Like a nigga who Prince dressed, you know, kind of, like that all weird shit. But it was just him.
It was him.
It wasn't a whole.
Who is that, dog?
He said that nigga next to you gay. No, who is that, dog? You gotta see who the fuck that is. It ain't shit, dog.
No, that's B, man.
That's B. Oh, shit, man. What up, dog? I didn't know who that was. I was like, I knew that was a dude, man. What up, B Latin in the building, man. Shout out to the people on Instagram. But yeah, dog, hip hop has encompassed all of that though, right? Fashion, culture, all that shit.
Hard shit. Even Chris Cross, that was hard, nigga.
So where does this leave us then? Like, where we forced? Like, America already forced you to accept shit that you don't really want to accept.
Nigga, you don't understand how disgusting I get watching BET Awards, nigga. Like hip hop.
I didn't even watch that shit.
Nigga,
I didn't watch it.
Everybody going there with the same look at a whole bunch of bitches, dog.
Yeah.
Just rapping like. The funny shit, like, MC Hammer was corny with the big, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, big pants and shit. Yeah.
Even when they get, back in the day, you got Cash Money wearing the 3STs with the 56-size bows.
Size 38 waist.
You never question their manhood, nigga. If they spit, they spit.
Yeah.
These niggas not a dog. Niggas probably wearing broad panties, man.
How did niggas wearing broad panties,
dog? Hey, real, man, I don't know.
Everybody talking about acceptance. You accept it because you watch it. You accept it because you listen to it. You
right.
don't have to accept it.
But that's what I'm saying. When do we get to the box where, like, you force, like, we really are in a day and age where you forced to accept shit that you don't really accept. Yeah. Like, a lot of people, to gain acceptance to whatever you're doing, don't want to say shit they really mean. Like, you know that shit look gay as fuck.
Yeah.
You don't want to say it, though. Like, you don't want to fuck up the sponsors. You know what I'm saying? Shit like that. Like, so this nigga come in.
That's it.
Like, yeah, like, you want to, like, you want to look at Young Thug and shit and say it's all right that he's wearing a dress, and you know it ain't. It's yeah, not, dog. Not. That shit is that's not. I don't give a fuck. Hip hop or nothing, nigga. That shit ain't all right. No, and you gonna tell me what the fuck they doing in France or something? I don't give a fuck what they doing over there. Shit, Irish niggas wearing kilts and shit. I don't give a fuck. We don't live there.
Niggas saying same shit. D Wade and Russell, like just the fashion over in Spain.
Dog, man. My nigga, we don't live there.
Man, we here. We in the D, man, and we in the United States of America, bro.
Dude. Well,
I don't understand, man. I don't understand. Niggas buy this shit at the store, and they have to try this shit on and say, damn, I look good. Damn, it rubbing it. Like, damn, I look good in this, I can't put on a beater.
If you can pull that motherfucker up, you'll see the size smaller.
I'm going to take my beater off.
And it goes a little deeper than that, because now, you know, if you say it go back to parenting, you know, obviously these motherfuckers did something to get their kid where they at. Now I go back to
not
value.
Enough parenting.
Now I go back to value. Now what do you value? Do you value your son going out here dressing like a bitch just so he can get a couple dollars to give it to you?
They don't care.
Nah.
Evidently, they don't fucking care.
That's what I'm saying.
They don't care.
Shit, you couldn't go to your father's house dressed like that?
Hell no, man.
Right.
Put me out.
No, this is just a throwback.
Your mom's dressed like
that.
My house
dressed like
that,
nigga.
Yeah, value. They value that money more than
hold on. Niggas don't know what's really going on in life, though. Angry man, we gotta bring motherfuckers down here up to speed of what we saw yesterday. Highly unacceptable. The little niggas t-shirt.
Oh, man,
so. We on the block yesterday.
Oh,
young man walking down the street with a t-shirt on and shit. Right? Now, Lee was facing this way. Like, so the little dude walked past us. Lee was facing the way, you know, to his back.
Mm-hmm.
So he was like, dog. He just said, dog. I was like, what? He was like, nigga, that nigga t-shirt ain't right.
Mm-hmm.
So I looked around to see what it said, dog. You know what this nigga t-shirt said?
What?
Monk Money, you're not going to believe me when I tell you this shit,
big,
dog.
Big
as fuck.
On his back.
That motherfucker said, Backdoor Boys.
Oh, no.
Where that nigga daddy at? Where that nigga uncle or older brother to let that nigga know that you can't be putting Backdoor Boys? I mean, unless that's what it is.
That nigga talking about, like, backdoor niggas on their bitches.
No.
If you got to put that much thought into it.
But on your back, though.
If you gotta put that much
right on your back,
advertising
that
motherfucker.
Well, what my man say? He said he might as well call himself a poop shoot player.
Right.
Yo, that shit is crazy.
That shit crazy.
But that's the world we living in right now, where shit like that is acceptable, dog. Ain't no way in the fuck no little kid, no little dude, no dude, period, should have backdoor boys.
No.
Like, look, I know maybe we live in an era that's or a culture that's. Possibly homophobic.
Our generation fucked that up.
But my nigga,
yes, we did.
That shit is unacceptable.
We made that shit acceptable.
Yeah.
Like I said, I'm going to keep saying it. We couldn't go home with that shit on.
Hell no.
Man, let me tell you what I've seen. I did go to River Days. I forgot to mention that, but I did go to the River Days. You see, I took my baby boy down to the River Days, right?
Niggas got shot down there too?
No. It was actually cool. No fights, no shootings, you know what I'm saying? So it was actually cool.
Sure.
Shit.
Positive. Anybody watching right now, man, let us know. Did somebody get shot during River Days?
I don't know, because I didn't want no shoot when I was there. I didn't
hear nothing about it.
There wasn't no shoes. So, you know what I mean? Like, I see a lady, you know, she got a little girl, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
This little girl has on a motherfucker halter top and the Dave Deuce.
The little girl.
Ass cheeks is hanging out her motherfucking pants, bro. Like, come on, dog. Like, come on, dog. Like, bitch, I wanted to slap the mama.
Yeah.
Like, bitch, what do you put this on this little girl for? You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, dog.
Yeah. They let them do that shit, though, man.
Bro, it's all star for parenting, bro.
Right, all star. You said hip hop.
Yeah, that's
so
ridiculous,
though.
That shit ridiculous, man.
Yeah.
They start these kids off early, man. You know what I'm saying? They gonna grow into that shit, and we get little niggas like wear dresses, like Young Thug and all them motherfuckers that wear dresses. You know what I'm saying? This is what we get. Like the 80 babies had babies, and they didn't give a fuck. So this is what we got out of the 80s babies.
No, you're right. I can dig you on that.
Yeah. So you got a nigga like T.I. even coming out, a nigga like Young Thug, like.
Y'all gotta realize, dog.
What up?
These are the ex 80s and 90s crack babies.
That's
what I'm saying.
So. These niggas ain't right in the head in the first place.
No. They ain't right anyway.
You can't blame them. You blame their mamas. Yep. And their daddy.
That's what we just said, motherfucker.
They high
as hell. You said keep up, nigga. That's what we said.
Well, motherfucker, I was in the back working, motherfucker.
Hey, so look, though. So that goes back to the question, man. Like, how far does this shit go? Like, because fashion is a part of hip-hop. I mean, it just is. You know, it's culture, it's fashion, it's all that. So how, where do we go from here? Do you just keep letting motherfuckers do that shit and act like it's all right? Or, like, what do you do?
Control your own.
Because when you start saying something against it, then you got that whole other side, you know, the homophobia and all that shit. Like, you gotta let everybody be them and shit, right?
Don't say nothing against it. Just turn your back on that shit. You use the Freddy theory. You don't talk about it, the shit won't grow.
Yeah.
Don't shed light on it.
Don't let your kid come home doing the shit.
So what do you do, though, in that case?
Kick him in his back. That's what the fuck you do. As hard as you fucking possibly can.
Yo, kick him in the right, let back go.
Kick him right in his motherfucking back. Back door, back door street. What the fuck, back door boys? Really?
And see, I guess I'm saying that shit, but at the same time, I guess I'm a hypocrite, though. Because I do listen to Migos music. I don't like the way they dress.
You can listen to their music. You ain't got to wear a
black. But no, the way he's saying it, though, is like, nigga, you should just don't support it.
I don't.
You can't have one without that, right. So
if he got bars, you think about what your favorite rapper got on.
Yeah.
Because every time you turn
well, that was like Andre 3000, though. Like, I couldn't turn my back on Andre 3000.
It wasn't. He was just like a fact, though, like how these niggas is.
Yeah.
He was just weird.
Plus, nigga. To hit motherfucking Eric Badu, nigga, I'll dress like that, nigga.
So he always got one.
You know, he at least got that.
He got a lot.
Hey,
don't forget, man, if you're on eblockradio.com right now, or if you're on Instagram Live or on Facebook Live, you can hit us up 760-283-4647. Hit that number one key, man, and join in. We want to know, is hip-hop changing for the worse, man? Now, Joe Budden's, I gotta get back on this. Joe Budden's like the cranky old man and shit in the neighborhood and shit, right? I never liked Joe Budden's music. Like, I never have. But
I think he was muffled a lot. But,
yeah, I mean, because of the era he was in?
Yeah, I think a lot of that came with, you know, he had shit, but, you know, because of who was all out at the time, Joe Budden was really trying to come out.
Yeah.
He had to put out what he had to put out to get his name out there.
Right.
I can kind of say though Joe Budden's cold though, like it's what's the group they call Slaughterhouse. Him and Slaughterhouse, they just did shit. He had a couple straight albums, there since Slaughterhouse too. Man, like, you know, he ain't, my man says it's not changing for the worse, it's just changing regardless. I don't know, it's hard to say, and I can't pronounce that nigga name though. Asado, hey, holla at me, let me know if I pronounce that right.
Okay, you know what, he changed for the worse because we get
because
of where we say it's changed for the worse because we get
because of where we can't because we old. I think we sound like the bitter old people.
Yeah, we used to hippity hop. You know what I'm saying? And that's what this shit is hippity hop. You know what I'm saying? We used to real hardcore
hip hop. But my thing is though, Joe Budden had on stretch pants too though. You know
what I'm saying? Like,
he had
a boy got
shirt on. Nigga KG be on Area 21 with them tight ass pants.
Yeah.
Tight ass britches. You know what I'm saying?
That nigga said tight ass britches.
He got tight ass britches on, so you can't really talk to clothes. He's talking about music. You know what I'm saying? Music wise, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
You can say you listen to him, but you gotta respect the motherfucker too. You know what I'm saying? Like, you was just totally disrespectful. Like,
it's hard to respect a nigga with a blouse on.
I mean, true that.
It's hard to respect a nigga with a blouse on, dog.
Like
the only nigga that ever got a pass with a blouse on was Prince. It's the only one.
And that's the reason y'all gave that nigga a pass for everybody else. Said, okay,
well,
we can do
well
it
we really didn't. The bitches gave him the pass first, and then we just had to follow suit because otherwise,
you knew Prince had the
hoe. You knew
married
that.
Two at one time.
You ain't bullshit.
Diamond and.
Oh, Lord.
No, but the thing is, it's like I keep saying, values. There's no different. If a big-ass network radio show came to you two niggas right now and said, nigga, this is what I'm going to give you, this, that, and the other.
I ain't put no blouse on.
But most motherfuckers would say,
I ain't put no blouse on.
If they offer you enough money, nigga, you don't put on a blouse. You just ask them to put the polo symbol
so,
on. Damn.
Nigga, long as you got a polo symbol.
Yo.
Nigga, I
will. When the people say, kids, are going to be lost. You know, motherfuckers, most motherfuckers would be like, where I sign at?
Man, I don't know. What up, though, Jew?
But you know that's what it is, because that's why they're doing it.
Yeah.
What other reason? Somebody cut with a big enough check.
They say that that's them. I guess that was them before.
It was them if you put enough zeros in front of the motherfuckers.
A lot of
us
like that at first, man.
That's what I'm saying, man. The truth will come out with that checkbook.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to tell you right now. You put no motherfucking blogs out. I don't give a fuck. Hey, we trying to shop our podcast, but anybody watching right now want to give us an offer, nigga, don't worry about no blogs. I ain't wearing no blogs.
Hey, anybody offering, just throw them a number and see what the fuck they do.
Yeah, whatever. Anybody want to...
Phone in the background. Like,
hey, so anybody want to produce it, don't be smoking Black and Miles all in the camera.
All in the way,
drinking Coors Light and shit. Color Jeff Rowe.
And then y'all can't find it.
All in the camera.
Right, all in the camera and shit.
Y'all ain't got a bigger blouse for my guy, you know what I'm saying? Y'all don't know what Ashley Stewart
Hey, that shit gonna look like a motherfucker. What you call that shit? A motherfucker. Boom boom.
Yeah, boom boom.
Hey, you got about 10 minutes, man. Hit us up. If you watch on Facebook Live, you can comment right underneath, or you can hit us up 760-283-4647. Also, don't forget, man, before you get out of here, make sure you go to the website, www.pardonmyeastside.com. All right, you can get you a T-shirt. Part of my east side or west side, all right? So west side folks, we not leaving y'all out. We all out here. Got the caps and the motherfucking shirts. Hoodies coming soon, all right? So hit that up. We got some new, okay, I don't know. That's just so little, nigga. Yeah, that shit is like it's moving, but I can't barely read it.
It's only 12 inches, man.
Yeah. What are we talking about here? So, anyway, so, hold on. That's what that nigga with the back foot boy is saying. Don't even say I'm missing.
Hey, well,
that's some gay ass shit,
can
though.
Can I ask you a question, though, bro?
What's that?
Was it airbrushed?
Airbrushed? No, it was printed on. Backdoor Boys, man. Look, I'm going to tell you right now, dog. If you got a son or a nephew or anybody with a Backdoor Boys T-shirt on, kill yourself. And then have somebody kill that nigga, too, man, because he's going to be a waste of time. I mean, unless that's what you're into.
You actually walked in the T-shirt joint and said, put Backdoor Boys on the back of this shirt for me.
Dog, do you know the motherfucker who worked at the counter had to be laughing like fuck?
Man.
Like, you want Backdoor Boys on your shirt?
You sure?
No, please write that shit down. I want you to write it down just the way you want it printed.
What up, Don Toya? She talking about wearing a free T-shirt, man. We should have sent y'all some T-shirts down to Miami, man. Shout out to y'all in Miami, dog. What up, though?
Miami.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about? You're probably drunk right now. You can't even hear me, but it's all good, though. Shout out to you anyway. We'll get you a T-shirt next time.
Y'all got East Side there?
What's that? We're North Side, if you like.
Hey, look, no, we need a Southwest, too, though. We got all these Southwest motherfuckers, man. We got to get a Southwest, yeah. Hell, yeah. That shit's too long. It's too fucking long.
That's going to wrap around.
FW, right?
That's my FW.
That shit going to go all the way around the show.
Part of
Pardon my Van Dyke. Hey, shit. Pardon
my Joy
Rowe. Right. Oh, you would have to get a Joy Rowe. You have to get a Joy Rowe.
Pardon my
6 Mile. All right. Hey, thank y'all for checking out, though. Make sure y'all have fun and be safe down there, for real, though.
That's what's up.
Yeah, for sure. But look, man, what we going to do? I don't want to keep... Because I like trap rap. You know what I'm saying? I like that shit.
Yeah.
I don't know what the fuck they be saying half the time,
but
I like the shit. But I don't want to keep seeing...
You old, so you ain't going to understand what they saying.
But I don't want to keep seeing it, though. Like, I don't want to see that.
Don't,
like, I'm glad they don't show a lot of videos no more.
See, the thing is, man, we're in a new era. And I heard somebody say, we might not like what they... But I'd rather these young black men be on TV doing this than in the alley ready to stick me the fuck up.
You see what I'm saying?
So these are employed black men.
With skirts on. Hey, Boogie Marie said, pardon my black bottom. Hey, yo, that'd be dope, though. Hey, thanks for the heads up. That might be a classic one. That had to be like a throwback one.
Throwback.
Oh, yeah. Pardon my black bottom. Pardon my 12th Street for all the riot motherfucking survivors, too. Damn. Hey, we didn't say that live on air, did we? Don't nobody steal our shit.
Trademark.
You motherfuckers watching, don't be stealing our shit. Part of my 12th Street would be gangsta. The throwback motherfucking riot gear, nigga. That'd be loud. All right, so anyway, my bad. Hey, you were saying. My bad, I cut you off. You got about 5 minutes, though. That's all I know. If you're on Facebook Live right now or on Instagram Live, you can give us a comment or you can hit us up 760-283-4647 and hit that number one key. But it's the fashion thing, though. Like, I don't want it to seem like I'm encouraging niggas to dress like bitches and shit because I like their music. So how do I get away with it? Like, as a music listener, how do I get away with supporting the music and not necessarily supporting what they look like? Is that possible?
Yeah, just watch the music. Because
I like I like a lot of underground motherfuckers too. I don't know who the fuck they look like.
Right.
Like some of them motherfuckers white. Like damn, a nigga white. You don't sound white. But the motherfuckers, you don't see them.
Yeah.
Which I still enjoy their fucking music.
Crazy about it, though. I hate all that shit though. But nigga,
like, I don't
that nigga Young Thug do be going, kind of going, though. Malcolm, I got mad one day, nigga. And nigga, he sound, though, I like Lil Wayne. He just sound like Lil Wayne, nigga, now. That nigga sound exactly like Lil Wayne now, nigga. On everything.
I don't know, dog. I gotta give you, I don't know about that face.
Nigga,
I don't know about that.
That nigga used to, he'd be saying some suspect shit in his.
No,
that nigga's just wearing dresses, dog. Fuck that. I can't get over it. I'm sorry.
Before a dress, this is when he was.
I can't get over Kanye wearing skirts either. I can't get over that shit.
That nigga, boom.
He said that was a kilt.
I'm still fucked up behind Pharrell and the shit he be wearing. Like, he's just real borderline.
Like,
Pharrell.
A lot of motherfuckers get into that fashion shit, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's okay to get into it, bro. But a lot of shit, I'm not just not going to buy it. Like, I like a lot of shit, you know what I'm saying? Like,
just ain't for you.
It just ain't for me, you know what I'm saying? I'm not wearing it.
But see how America made you do that, though?
I don't wear it.
It's just not for you.
It's not for me.
But what you really want to say is, fuck that gay ass shit.
It is, right?
See, but you can't say
it for me.
Because America just scared you.
Nigga,
said,
you just said it. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you just
said it.
Oh, my bad.
But you can't say it.
My bad. Part by LGBTQ. I don't have many letters in that motherfucker. I'm sorry. Like, I apologize to y'all, I guess. I don't know.
But
watch
that award show, you see a lot of dudes in dressing crazy,
though. I didn't even watch it. But I guess it's fashion forward, I guess. I guess we the days of the t-shirt and regular size jeans.
Like, they come in the game regular niggas.
Yeah.
Over time, they become bad looking. All these thugs, niggas came in with regular niggas wigs, but then they just switched that shit up.
I guess how they feel is they paying niggas.
Like Kanye, nigga with the Gucci boot bag and the J's.
Yeah. I guess how they feel, though, is that we too broke to understand high fashion, I guess.
What they're saying is
that
niggas can put that check in front of your face. That's what they're saying.
Here you go. Ain't nobody, no.
Okay. Tell me then how else?
No, I'm talking about me.
Oh, I'm saying if they come into the game like you said,
I'm gonna have to be honest with y'all. This is my team in the basement right now, dog, and I'm sorry. If that's what the check is gonna bring, then I'm sorry, we gonna be doing this shit in the basement for the rest of our lives, my nigga. If y'all waiting on me to cut a check, if y'all waiting on me to cut a check to wear a blouse and shit, we in this bitch. My Gigabytes, you can look at me all you want, my nigga. It ain't
we in this thing.
Right.
Rumper.
Oh!
One size rumper. Hey, you gonna have that nigga on the commercial like, size. Get you one.
Oh, no, what did I say?
What
did I say there? I just said it. Privilege size. Privilege size. Everybody over 3A, man, it's privilege size. Like, y'all niggas retarded now.
Who's that full part by each side of it?
On the rumper. Don't you do it. Don't you do that shit. Bitch, I saw you looking. Don't do that shit, man.
His eyes got big.
His eyes got big.
On top of that nigga shit,
yo, it's time. It's time to get out of here, man. We're going to go around the block one last time, man. We want to know, man, has hip-hop changed for the worse, dog? Hot topics, man. What you say?
When it comes to that aspect, we still got some real niggas, but it changed with the young generation coming up, dog.
Yeah, for sure.
It did. Nigga, what the hell, I say?
Angry man, what you say?
Fuck yeah, we losing real
hip-hop.
Fuck yeah.
What'd you say, Gigi Mike?
Nigga, Nas said that hip-hop's dead, nigga.
Yeah, I see.
90.
What I say, man, just, man, I like the music, though, you know, low-key for real, but
yeah.
I ain't into what they wear. I like polo, you know what I'm saying? I like polo and baseball caps, if y'all don't know, you know what I'm saying?
Right, that's it.
You know what I'm saying? That's what I enjoy. I'm not going to dress like you motherfuckers too influenced by the next motherfucker and what they doing. Don't worry about the Joneses. Do your motherfucking thing.
True that. Yeah, true that. on that note, man, again, I think I'm just caught at a crossroads. Like you said, I want to support the music because some of the music I actually dig, but like some of the lifestyle and fashion, I just can't. So where does that leave me though? It kind of leaves me in a crossroads where I want to be supportive of music, but then I don't want to sound like a hater because I think you look like a bitch.
Sound like a Gordon Ramsay fag.
Confused like a motherfucker.
Wow, that's a good fuck angry man. Nigga, fuck you. Fuck you. Like, hey, we about it. Hey, don't forget, man, if you out there watching right now, hit up our website, www.pardonmyeastside.com. Pick up your Pardon My Eastside or Westside t-shirts and hats, all right, today, man. You can get it today. Get in about 7 days, well, probably 8 days because of the holiday. But anyway, thank y'all for checking us out on Instagram, Facebook, and everywhere else, dog. Until the next time, man, I got my man Hot Topics in the building.
What up?
Got my man Angry in the building.
Fuck that.
My man Gigabytes in the building.
Yeah.
Mark Money.
You know what it is.
Dog, and for sure, you got your boy, the Hood, Howard Stern, Q Lewis, holding it down from 6 Mile to the Mile High, dog. We up out of here. Check y'all out next time.
Peace out.
Yeah.
Get with us. E-blocking this bitch.
Man, we got too much shit to do. Third off. Right. I got that shit. Let me see. Hit that shit. Bam. Hit that.
They got to power down for real.
Right. Because I don't even know what all of.